This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Britain will face an exponentially growing death rate from COVID-19 within weeks unless urgent action is taken to halt a rapidly spreading second wave of the outbreak. That, according to the country's senior medics, Monday. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is considering a second national lockdown. The move comes as an accelerating coronavirus outbreak threatens to destroy any shots of economic recovery and send millions back into isolation. The Sun newspaper reports the Prime Minister will announce Tuesday that pubs in England will have to close at 10 p.m. local time to tackle rising COVID-19 infections. Bars and restaurants could be shut completely in hard-hit areas. New COVID-19 cases are rising by at least 6,000 per day in Britain, according to week-old data. Hospital admissions are doubling every 8 days, and the testing system is buckling. Also today, the UK's COVID-19 alert level will move from 3 to 4. The United States is approaching the milestone of 200,000 deaths from the coronavirus, and the country has more than 6.8 million infections, according to Johns Hopkins University. The U.S. leads both categories. The race to produce a safe and effective coronavirus vaccine has sustained another setback. Britain's Telegraph newspaper reported Sunday late-stage human trials of an experimental vaccine in the U.S. have been paused due to concerns over a possible adverse side effect. Some countries are reporting progress in the fight to contain the spread of COVID-19. India reopened the Taj Mahal to visitors Monday, while schools resumed on a voluntary basis for students ages 14 to 17. In Australia, Victoria State reported its smallest one-day jump since mid-June. And Monday, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern lifted restrictions for all of the country.